Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. As you see, we're getting situated here. My name is Michael Anthony Ingram, and I'd like to welcome you to the DC Poetry Project's Power of Poetics Blog Talk Show. Again, I bring you greetings from the nation's capital, and we're real excited tonight to have our very special guest, Sanctuary the Poet. Sanctuary the Poet is in the house. So what I'd like to do is to share some information about programming coming up here in D.C. that we're involved in the D.C. Poetry Project, great events on the horizon, one of which is the fact that the program or organization is celebrating its fifth anniversary next month. We'll be 5 years old. 5 years old. It's been a long journey, but we've had an opportunity to do a lot of great things. So I've been really impressed with the people that we work with. Our goal and mission is to go out into the community and spread spoken word, poetry-related activities, as well as volunteer services to different parts of the community, and finally to build partnerships with different agencies in the community, and that's extremely important as well. Now, as a part of our fifth anniversary, in April, we plan to host a very special event at Eatonville Restaurant. So April is National Poetry Month, so we're going to move into April. We're going to spread our anniversary throughout the months of March and April. A very special event at Eatonville Restaurant here in D.C. As many of you may know, that Eatonville is the home of Zora Neale Hurston, the famous author, and she's just a famous woman and that people need to know about. So, again, that's on April the 11th, 2015, at Eatonville Restaurant. The guest poet will be Kim B. Miller. She's an acclaimed poet, and we're so glad to have her with us on that night. So, again, a lot of great things on the horizon. But, again, tonight we're discussing and sharing poetry with our guest, Sanctuary the Poet. Sanctuary, are you on the air?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
All right, Sanctuary. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well,
Basically, what I'd like to know first is the name Sanctuary the Poet is very interesting. So tell us about your name.
Well, it comes from basically my personality, I guess you could say. Passionate about a lot of different things, and a lot of people tend to, a lot of people draw to me as a advisor, comfort. It's just the way I make people feel, I guess you could say. So that's
so
basically where the name derived from.
Okay, so you serve as a sanctuary for people to find support and encouragement. That's a good thing. We need more people like that. We need more people out there who support others, especially in the world in which we live today. So much is happening, the good, bad, and indifferent. You know, one of the things about poetry is that each week on this particular show, what we attempt to do is to travel through the power of poetry to places that only our imaginations can build. We visit the good, bad, and indifferent of life, and through our poetic journeys, we are often able to find comfort and solace and truth and celebration through our words. So what we attempt to do in the D.C. Poetry Project, one of our mottos is long live words. And tonight, what we're going to do is to speak life through words. So what I'd like us to start out with, Sanctuary, please, I'd like you to share a piece. Thank you, sir.
Okay, definitely. This is a piece that I have conjured up today, definitely to go with the theme that we have going on today. This piece is called Poetic Meaning. These words I express is to give you perspective that you can feel how lust can turn into love and real life situations can feel so surreal. Where friends turn to enemies and strangers turn into love that feels so real. A man of a million feelings converted into words so you can gain understanding. Even though life is hard with difficult individuals, this poetry makes it less demanding. Where the lowest of the low won't feel alone, as if with my words side by side we are standing. This poetry adds to the strength that these shoulders have to endure to carry the ones that I love. It crushes the hatred that tries to grow inside with the help from the big man above. Increasing the happiness with each word of experience, to give the realness a nudge. The words that I speak isn't just for the pursuit of happiness, but to increase my inner peace. Peace with my blood, peace with my brothers, and peace to those who consider me the least. Indulging in the poetic rhyme to stimulate my mind, considered a poetic feast. So if you can feel where I'm coming from, then my pursuit of happiness has been achieved. Everything that has been expressed by my poetic heart is genuine, far from being deceived. The art of this poetry gives reason to fly to greater heights, that gives the average mind reasons not to believe. And peace.
What was that last line?
The last line?
Yes, sir.
It was, the art of this poetry gives reason to fly to greater heights, that gives the average mind reasons not to believe.
Tell me about that line. What does that mean, man? What does that mean to you? What did it mean to
well,
you?
Well, the line basically, those who don't have understanding to certain things that people are passionate about, who always doubt people, you know, which is the reason why I write the way I write, is to give those people who try to limit their minds of certain knowledges, of certain backgrounds, to open up, you know, because if you keep your mind at a mediocre state, you know, an average state, you won't fly so high. If that makes sense.
You know, it does make sense, and that kind of brings me to your bio, and it states here that Sanctuary is a lyricist, a poet, a spoken word artist, again, who hails from Alexandria, Virginia, and he specializes, sir, being you, in urban poetry and prose, and he's been writing for almost 15 years, so you're sharing that piece to me. It sounds as if this is based on experience. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
In terms of the way that you work. You know, it also talks here about you being an avid reader of many different genres of poetry, but that you're particularly attracted to the works of the legendary Tupac Shakur. And as we continue this journey, what I'd like you to do is to kind of talk to us about Tupac Shakur and how he influenced your work. What we're going to do is take just a short break, and we'll be right back.
Live from the nation's capital, it's the Power of Poetics, the D.C. Poetry Project's Open Mic Call-In Show.
Live from the nation's capital. So there's no shame in our game tonight as we continue this journey. This is fresh. This is new. This is hot off the presses. So, again, we're really glad to have our guest speaker here, Sanctuary the Poet. The call-in number is 646-716-8754. So please call in with questions and or statements for Sanctuary to find out more about his work. We do have two callers on the line that I'd like to bring into the conversation, and I'm going to bring them in now. First person. Good evening. Good evening. Area code 858. Please introduce yourself.
Hello. 858, this is Kofi.
Hello, Kofi. How are you tonight?
Always doing good. Always refreshed with them. Thank you for bringing us tonight.
Well, hey, thank you. We're so glad to have you join us.
It's off to a great start. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We've got one more person here. Area code 571. Please introduce yourself and where you hail from.
Hi, this is Anastasia. I'm from Norton, Virginia.
All right, fantastic. Anastasia and Kofi, we are here with the acclaimed poet, Sanctuary the Poet. And what we'd like him to do is to continue sharing his works with us tonight on the power of poetics. So, Sanctuary, you're on again.
Hey. You ready or what? So what, we ready for another piece?
Yes, sir.
This one's a little bit more serious. It's called I Need to Improve. Being young and dumb is a part of life. Hanging in the streets brought lessons and strife. Being the ultimate thug was a goal as we shake them dice. For youngins with something to prove, you don't want this fight. Live now, die later is the best way we lived. Repping our set at the go-go because we handled our biz. One knockout, two knockout, three knockout, four, going for five, and we feeling for more. Didn't mind at all the devil knocking at our door, because get it how you live is the only way to mend. As I'm describing, as I'm using this pen, braiding my own hair in case home is the pen. Accepting losses is part of the game. Years in an iron time machine is part of the frame. Or sleeping in the dirt, getting unfortunate fame. Peeping into the thugs, the world ain't the same. Loyalty doesn't exist. What a fucking shame. Excuse my language, but that's how I express. Tired of crossing oceans just to feel depressed. Puffing on them Newports trying to suppress the stress while suicidal thoughts increase and starting to progress. What the fuck do I do with all these issues? I can't carry no more, no more time for tissues. Time to man up and handle my biz. Don't do it for myself no more. I do it for my kids. And peace.
That was very powerful. Very powerful, wasn't it, Anastasia?
Yes, it was. Yes, I love it.
What made it powerful for you? Then I'll share my thoughts.
I don't know right now. Let me think about that.
Yeah, that is one of those kind of pieces that you've got to really process in terms of thinking about all the images and all the stuff that went into that, man. One of the lines that really stood out to me was years in the iron time machine. What is this iron time machine?
It's basically, you know, what a lot of brothers go through, the jail cell.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because as a youngster, you know, at the age of 14, 15, I learned how to braid my own hair in case home was a penitentiary. If they didn't chop it off.
Right, right.
But you know, that's not something to be proud of. But at the same time, you know, growing up in certain areas, you know, you were infatuated with that life from time to time.
Oh, yeah,
it's what a lot of youngsters do pursue. And some youngsters, you know, live through it, some don't, which is unfortunate. Or some just lose their life for a very long time in an iron box, which is definitely not the way to live, I guess you could say, because those places right there, it's not places for human beings at all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess I think about your name again, that your name being Sanctuary the Poet, that individuals, young black men in general, finding places outside that iron box or that outside that iron time machine that they can rest, that they can go, that they can find the support, the encouragement, the love, the energy to continue life's race despite all the difficulties that are thrown in our faces every single day. I mean, that to me was an extremely powerful piece, and knowing situations in my own family, to be quite honest, and on families that I know, you know, time inside that iron machine can seem so long.
Yeah, definitely.
You forget what's happening on the outside.
Wow. And that's one thing about being in there is one understanding that you have to have is life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for some people, but for others, you know, once they go in, they already know life still is going on the outside. And that's the same thing whether you're in the military as well.
True.
You know, that famous saying, out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing when a brother passes away. Less and less remember you from time to time, you know.
True, I can understand. The invisible become invisible. The
yes,
visible
sir.
Become invisible. You know, one of the things that we attempt to do in the DC Poetry Project, one of our volunteer efforts is to work with homeless individuals. Again, recognizing that the visible become invisible when you attempt to say, hey, this person is not here. I see them, but I don't see them.
Right.
You know, they're not a part of my way of being. They're not a part of my life story. So I see them, but I do not see them. So, again, the visible become the invisible. Kofi,
yeah.
Do you have any comments, Kofi? Or are you just primarily processing?
Not really this time. I'm just kind of, checking things in. Let me put it that way. I'm muted, actually, at this time. What four of you are saying is just so true, and sometimes, I don't know, it gets to your heart, you feel, I just don't know what to say, but I mean, it's so true, and I'm with you on everything, yeah.
Thank you so much. We're going to take one more quick break and come right back. You know, our breaks are really, really quick. They're only 30 seconds, but if this was a part of the Super Bowl, these 30-second breaks would cost over $4 million. So we'll be right back. My name is Michael Ingram. I am the host of the Power of Poetics. And as I said earlier, next month the DC Poetry Project will be celebrating its fifth anniversary. And we plan to extend our celebration into the month of April, because on April the 11th, 2015, we will be hosting a program at Eatonville Restaurant. And if you'd like more information, please visit the DC Poetry Project's website to find out more information. So that's the DC Poetry Project, again, at Meetup. So, again, it wouldn't be difficult to find us. So it's going to be a fantastic celebration. Our special guest featured artist will be the acclaimed poet, spoken word artist, Kim B. Miller. And the tickets are $20. Don't want to forget that part. But heavy hors d'oeuvres will be served, so your stomachs will be full, and you'll be full of good poetry and fellowship. So, again, part of our anniversary will be held at Eatonville Restaurant here in Washington, D.C. So, again, stay tuned with us as we continue to talk about their program. We do have another caller. I want to dial them in. The area code is 202. Area code 202. Please introduce yourself. Area code 202, just drop the line. All right. Hopefully they'll come back. So, please. Sanctuary, please continue. Please continue with another piece of your work, your powerful work.
Well, I have another one, called After the Storm. They say pain is pleasure and pleasure is pain. The thoughts through the mind driving you insane. I know that the feeling it stays like a stain. Fighting the negative running through your mind, praying to the heavens to show you a sign. The pain is heavy, far from divine, hopeless in the dark starts to overcome. The storm you're entering is far from undone, finding the emptiness in need of someone. Rock bottom never felt so cold, anger builds up, you get so bold. Nothing left to give, everything feels so sold. Wondering where's the pleasure in all this pain? Is it in the smoke or the bottle, like shelter from the rain? Or sex and drugs to numb the feelings that you claim. Never forget there's phases to a storm. We all have to stay strong while our hearts are feeling torn. Lessons being learned from the first day we are born. What do you do with the lessons determines your fate. Forgive them trespasses to get a clean slate. The pain will come and go with no given date. All things don't last, including the pain. Time softens the blow given from all the strain. The storm seemed bad until the stoppage of the rain. So keep moving towards a positive destination. You're never alone thinking negative contemplation. So thrive off love, learn off pain should be your only inspiration. And peace.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question. What inspired you to start writing?
I'm a very emotional person, but my problem is I always, all those emotions stay bottled up inside. So writing definitely helps with that situation, you know. Once I get to talking, it's hard to get me to stop. So, but as far as, and definitely a lot of artists out here in the rap industry, not also the rap industry. It's various artists, especially growing up, because the first thing a person going through things can relate to is music. You know, whether it be rock, whether it be R&B, whether it be rap, whether it be soul, whether it be whatever your genre is. So that definitely inspired me to different music and an outlet, as you could say.
Well, let me ask this question. What was the first piece of spoken word, poetry, or rap that you heard that inspired you? And with that said, hey, I want to sit down and do something. I know we talk about self-expression, and you shared yourself quite eloquently about just feeling like this stuff is bottled up inside you or had been bottled up inside you. What was the first piece that stirred your spirit, if you can remember back?
It would have to be the most inspiring piece would have to be, obviously it's going to be Tupac, but Dear Mama. For the simple fact that the passion that he portrayed in those words into positive, as you can say, that really did it for me right there. Because the way he expressed everything through those words, you could actually see it in your mind. I don't know if that makes sense, but
it does. Is there a particular line in that particular song that stood out most to you, you know, that you could visualize and say, hey, this is it. This is the crux of who I am and where I want to be, despite all the difficulties, despite all the odds, and everything else. This line, if it's in that particular song, is the one that stood out the most.
Where he was like, let me try to think. See, you put me on the spot now.
So I really say, hey, you're on the power of poetics. See, this is a high-class operation.
Sanctuary, this is Anastasia. I like that song, too. I remember Mama, but the piece that Tupac said in there is something about when he blamed his mama for making his brother a crack baby.
How to go? The one that stood out to me was when, even though the hardship and times, he still praised her, as you know, when he was like, and even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama, and even though times was hard, it wasn't easy. I can't remember the rest of it right now.
It's been longer for me because I'm older than you, so I remember that. I remember that part where he was saying, you know, he black his mama, you know, because
right.
It's. He know it's been hard out there, but he still love her. And the way
right.
I know, he said something about he put money in her mailbox.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I remember that. So I remember liking him a whole lot, too.
Yeah. And it's just poetic form. It's not also that. It's also the attitude, not the negative attitude that a lot of the media portrayed, but also being not afraid to be himself or to speak up whenever it was needed. You know, because you have a lot of people out here in the industry who are basically puppets, I guess you could say, you know,
mm-hmm.
won't speak out. And
why do you think that
like
they
that.
Don't speak out?
Say what?
I was asking the question, why do you think it's that they don't speak out? I mean, it's probably a very obvious answer, but what is your reason, what is your rationale for why they don't speak out?
Well, I mean, you know, the money. You know, they're enjoying the money too much. Maybe they're just, you know, afraid, or they just don't care. You know, I mean, there's a couple new artists out there that just the stuff that comes out of their mouth is just you just shake your head at. They just don't care. Put it that way. You know, it's Tupac and Scarface and UGK and stuff like that. It feels like that's the last of a dying breed, especially when it comes to talking about something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody want to hear.
You know, it's funny, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Don't nobody want to hear, you know, all this money and bottles in the club and, you know, don't nobody want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you. Well, at least I don't, you know.
Hey, if you don't mind, I want to say something going back to his poem that you was, The Storm. What was the title of that one again?
After the Storm.
After the Storm. I really enjoyed that one because I feel like that's how I started doing my poetry is, you know, going through my storm. And when you first said everything, I was like, wow, my ears were just really open, and I really enjoyed the piece because it sounds like it's something that everybody can understand. You know, everybody gone through a storm, and when you was talking about how you can, something about how you can enjoy the storm or when your heart is being torn.
Oh, we all have to stay strong while our hearts are feeling torn.
Yeah. And then say, you know, even when you're going through the storm, when you don't see, you know, end in sight, and something also when you see the bottom drop, you know, we all bottom drop. So I was like, wow, you know, everybody kind of could relate to that. Everybody gone through a storm in their life, and you kind of took us like, yeah, it hurts, and you're going through things, but, you know, to be encouraged. And even when you don't see no date in sight, you know, you still kind of be encouraged. So I thought that was a very inspirational piece, and I thank you for it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. That was,
I'm sorry, please.
Oh, no, that was definitely my goal right there is to you know, that's basically what my piece is. I'm very versatile when it comes to my pieces. So if anybody can feel exactly what that piece is trying to say and can relate to it, that's my main goal, basically.
Well,
yeah, and
that's
one of the
things to talk about. Go ahead, please, Anastasia, please.
Oh, no, I was just telling him, yeah, I felt that one where, you know, it came across that way, and he does seem like he's very versatile in his poetry because, you know, that was very encouraging and uplifting.
Well, we're glad to have Sanctuary with us, very, very glad. And I was going to share, too, that one of the things that I talk about so much on this show and in other forums is the importance of empathy. We may not understand the story in its totality, but we do understand the feelings that go along with that story. And also, through spoken word, through poetry in general, it allows you to potentially enter another person's world when you hear those words.
Yeah.
And as you're able to kind of process that information, I don't know your story, Sanctuary. I don't know your story, Anastasia. I don't know your story, Kofi. I don't know your story in totality. But I cannot negate your lived experience because you've had that story. Your story is just as germane as my story is.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference in story.
Yeah, and also I feel like your storm, whatever storm you're going through, it's to help somebody else get through their storm.
Yeah, very much. Definitely.
We're going to come right back. You know, we take these 30-second breaks. We're going to come right back with some more powerful poetry by Sanctuary the Poet. Again, the call-in number is 646 646- 716-8754. You're here with us on the Power of Poetics. Hold on 1 second. We are back. My name is Michael Anthony Ingram. This is The Power of Poetics. As I shared earlier, April is National Poetry Month, and again, we're hosting an event at Eatonville Restaurant, one place that I forgot that you can purchase tickets if you are in the D.C. area. It is on Eventbrite. And Anastasia, is there anything that you want to add in terms of this particular program? I know that you're playing a very integral role in the planning of the program.
It's a special event for the D.C. Poetry Project, and a theme is going to be around poets on fire. So we would like to hear poems about fire, hot, smoke, sizzling, whatever. We'd be glad to have everybody come out, and it's going to be a limited open mic, so we need people to sign up early. And it's going to be a nice event. It's going to be vendors out there selling their books. It's going to be a wonderful event.
When is this again? What day?
This is October. This is going to be in April 11th.
April the 11th.
Thank you.
At 6:30. Kofi, we want to see you.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. At 6 to 9. It's 6 o'clock, Kofi.
And Sanctuary, if you're not traveling the world, sharing your works and enlightening people and inspiring people, we want to see you there too.
All right. All right.
You know, I want to do something different. I want to do something different here. I want to play a piece, Sanctuary, that you wrote, and I'd like us to kind of listen to it. It's a recorded piece, and the piece is called Production Conscious. Am I correct?
No, Production Comprehension. Product Comprehension.
I'm sorry. All right, everyone, this is Sanctuary the Poet. Hold on. Here we go.
Product Comprehension by Sanctuary the Poet. I'm a product of my environment where some aren't used to, where hard times are regular and squares don't pass through, where water and cereal was for breakfast with the rent reading pass through. Some of y'all don't have a clue on what I'm saying, so I'll break it down for you with no delaying. Babies in the streets learning about life instead of playing. Dudes on the corner making ends meet for different causes, for family, possessions, or trying to become bosses. Where you grow to understand that you will take losses. Whether it be freedom or life, it is what it is. Where teenage girls get pregnant, don't give a damn about the kids. Where half of the fathers are locked down, stuck in a cell doing bids. Where the dangers of gun blasts scare you, but your adrenaline is flowing. Like a moth to a flame, you really don't know where you're going. Drunk and drugged up, you don't realize that you're reaping and sowing. But that's the product that we produce, and some love the life, while others do it just to get out and board a flight. Half of us is used to the dark, not giving a damn about the light. Some comprehend while others never will, for the ones I love will have me die or have me killed, which is graceful in our minds, but you consider it to be ill. That's why my words are so blunt, so you can understand. Half of these rappers are faking, get popped to be quick to take the stand. Politicians lying and cheating to help the rich take over our land. But it is what it is, everybody has to die. What you do on this earth will be judged as it comes to you from the sky. Little taste of where I'm from, where I live, where I reside. So if you still have trouble trying to comprehend, try taking those blinders off and walk with me towards the end. Well, you recognize the real, but the snakes keep trying to blend. This life isn't grand, but it is our life. Feel me in my words and how they cut deeper than a knife. Where good times make us shed tears and hearts full of strife. So you can move on and let life and let a lot of things go. It's seldom in our environment to do that, preventing us to grow. so respect our mind, our residence, and everything I'm trying to show. And peace.
Wow. What wow. I'd like to do, it's not often that we have an opportunity, because this is a live show, to hear a performance twice. I want to play that one more time if that's okay, because I don't want the message to be lost in translation. So again, Sanctuary, introduce your piece and I will play.
This is called Product Comprehension.
Product Comprehension. Here we go.
Product Comprehension by Sanctuary the Poet. I'm a product of my environment where some aren't used to, where hard times are regular and squares don't pass through, where water and cereal was for breakfast with the rent reading passed through. Some of y'all don't have a clue on what I'm saying, so I'll break it down for you with no delaying. Babies in the streets learning about life instead of playing. Dudes on the corner making ends meet for different causes, for family, possessions, or trying to become bosses, where you grow to understand that you will take losses. Whether it be freedom or life, it is what it is, where teenage girls get pregnant, don't give a damn about the kids, where half of the fathers are locked down, stuck in a cell doing bids, where the dangers of gun blasts scare you, but your adrenaline is flowing, like a moth to a flame, you really don't know where you're going. Drunk and drugged up, you don't realize that you're reaping and sowing. But that's the product that we produce, and some love the life, while others do it just to get out and board a flight. Half of us is used to the dark, not giving a damn about the light. Some comprehend while others never will, for the ones I love will have me die or have me killed, which is graceful in our minds, but you consider it to be ill. That's why my words are so blunt, so you can understand. Half of these rappers are faking, get popped to be quick to take the stand. Politicians lying and cheating to help the rich take over our land. But it is what it is, everybody has to die. What you do on this earth will be judged as it comes to you from the sky. Little taste of where I'm from, where I live, where I reside. So if you still have trouble trying to comprehend, try taking those blinders off and walk with me towards the end. Well, you recognize the real, but the snakes keep trying to blend. This life isn't grand, but it is our life. Feel me in my words and how they cut deeper than a knife. Where good times make us shed tears and hearts full of strife. So you can move on and let life and let a lot of things go. It's seldom in our environment to do that, preventing us to grow. So respect our mind, our residence, and everything I'm trying to show. And peace.
Sanctuary. I mean, that deserves two rounds of applause. How long did it take you to write that?
I'd say probably about an hour and a half, maybe.
Wow, there was so much in that poem. Just an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I said there's so much in that particular piece. What I want to know is, what did that piece mean to you personally? What about everything that you were able to craft? What did that mean to you?
Well, it definitely means a lot, for the simple fact that you have a lot of people out here that don't, everybody from different walks of life. And the whole point of the way I write and the way I try to portray certain situations and certain experiences or what have you, I try to make every different person try to comprehend exactly what's going on. I really want, that's my main objective, that's my main goal. Because I get along with everybody, you know. And some people just don't understand why certain people do certain things, you know. And that's all it takes, is understanding. You can't judge somebody if you haven't been in the shoes that they're living in. You understand? So a lot of the stuff that I write, especially that piece right there, was to make the person fed with the silver spoon, you know, get a little bit of comprehension of what's going on. You know, so that's basically, you know, what that piece means to me. And like I said before, I mean, once I'm in the zone and it flows, it just starts flowing like water. Like I just got to get it out.
This is Anastasia. I really enjoyed that piece. It was a couple of things that it caught my attention when you said something about moths going through the flames and they don't know where they want or something like that. I really like that because you know how moths just flutter around not really knowing and stuff, and they kind of could see how people could be that way, you know.
Yeah.
Then you said something about that half of us used to the dark. They're used to the dark or something, and they don't want to see the light.
Yeah.
You said that half of us are used to the dark but don't want to see the light. Something like that, you said. I was like, that is true, you know. The dark is comfortable for a lot of people, you know. They don't want to see the light because it's uncomfortable in unfamiliar places and stuff like that. Piece was, I was like, wow, that verse right there was really powerful. And then also how, like you said, snakes are trying to blend, something like that. Say that one again. It was snakes trying to blend.
It's where you recognize the real, but still the snakes are trying to blend.
Yeah, that was
I really liked the line, one of them, out of all of them, this one stood out and I wrote it down, that life isn't grand, but it is our life.
Yeah.
That life isn't grand, but it is our life.
Yeah,
it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, I felt like he said that, you know, he was like giving you a taste of where he come from and, you know, to respect our minds and everything that he was trying to show. And I'm like, he did, you know, gave everybody a taste of where he's from and how his world and what people think or how people think and, you know, to give them how to comprehend. So I think that came across really well. I really like that. And, you know, even with past due and stuff like that, people who never been in that with a silver spoon don't understand, you know, rent being past due, you know. And people just, you know, just don't care about having babies and not really caring, you know. They don't understand that, you know what I mean? And so it was really a good, to me, a comprehension of, you know, in a taste of your world or, you know, that world. So thank you. That was really good.
It was fantastic. We're going to take a slightly longer break this time. Yes, Kofi, please.
Just a brief one. I said it's beautiful and it tells so much about the sad state of affairs of the world that we live in, but at the same time, it's so hopeful that we all can do something in our own small ways to make a difference. Because, I mean, really, I mean, you're telling the truth about the sad state of affairs, from individual to politicians to whoever, I mean, so-called leaders and whatnot, you know, you are talking all about that. So it's about the A to Z of everything, the state of affairs of the world we live in. But then again, you also allude to the fact that there's still hope. As individuals, you can do something, and you're actually touching people's lives even by your presentation. So thank you for sharing this.
You know, Kofi, I should share with you that I'm so glad you're here and to hear you speak up and to lift your voice, which was so strong, man. It was just a beautiful thing. So, you know, I've got a smile on my face, my brother, because you're powerful too. I mean, if people don't know that, they need to know that. Kofi is a very powerful man.
Thank you. You guys are helping the world in your small ways, and I think they say that little drops of water make the mighty ocean, isn't it? And hopefully, sooner than later, we see a better world, hopefully.
Oh, wow. Again, as I stated, we're going to take a slightly longer break, not that much longer, and it's given me an opportunity to bring new people in and give us all an opportunity to kind of process, because we're coming back with Sanctuary the Poet, the poet of the hour. A fantastic man. right. We are back. This is the Power of Poetics Blog Talk Show. My name is Michael Anthony Ingram, and I'd like to welcome you. Actually, I'd like to welcome all of our listeners from around the world. The show is picked up in terms of listeners, and what I'd like people to do, if they can, is to start tweeting in. Start tweeting if you have questions for our famed speaker, our guest, Sanctuary the Poet. He's an incredible artist, and I'm sure we'll hear a lot more from him as the days progress. Let me ask you a question, Sanctuary. Can people purchase your works anywhere?
As of right now, no, not yet. But that's, you know, in due time. But
well,
definitely a way a person can reach me, you can at Sanctuary Poet Twitter. And then you have SanctuaryThePoet.com as well. And Sanctuary the Poet Facebook.
On Facebook. So that's SanctuaryThePoet.com, Sanctuary the Poet on Twitter, and Sanctuary the Poet on Facebook. You're gonna blow up. You're gonna blow up, my brother. I know that. I mean, you. And we can say we knew you when.
I'll still be the same old person.
Oh well, that's all right. That's all right. We need good people out there. You made a statement about not wanting to see the light. That was a part of Sanctuary's poem. What did you say? Blinded by the light, or didn't want to see the light? What did you say?
I said, some people just don't give a damn about the light, especially when the light's being presented and there's so much negativity in somebody's life that they're so used to it. You know, it's just like if you're a religious man and you know the word of God, there's some people who actually don't know. You know, some people just were in that environment so long they just don't know. And that's why some people love more than others and some don't.
Well, if I can share a piece of poetry that goes along with that statement about the light, it's called An Encapsulated Life. And it goes something like, last night, in my bed, secure in my room as the moon watched. I pulled a blanket over my head. I no longer wanted to see the world around me. The pitch blackness created by the contours of the blanket enabled me to shut out the night, drown out the light, light that had burned my mind and eyes daily, light that had burned my mind and eyes incessantly, light that had burned my heart perpetually, never ending, never ceasing chaos caused by the light, triggered by the world. So last night, in my bed, secure in my room, as the moon watched, I pulled a blanket over my head. I shut out the light. I drowned out the night once more.
Wow.
We have another caller that's been waiting for some time. I want to bring this person in. Hold on 1 second, good people. Area code 111, you're on the line. Can you hear me? Hello? Well, I'm sure whether he or she is still stunned by all the poetry and Sanctuary, if you have additional pieces, I'd like you to continue.
Okay. Well, I did want to change pace a little bit and give you something that almost everybody should be able to familiarize with. It's called Forever Growing Love. Words can't express the feeling I received when you were born. A bond so strong on my life can never be torn. Your beautiful eyes, your smile, your fragile form, giving me the strength to weather any storm. Time flies by as I watch you grow. My happy baby boy, I'm in love with your glow. As you learn to walk, I'm proud, but I don't want you to grow. Waddling turns to running, baby boy, take it slow. Fearful for everything that you would get into, healing your boo-boos, wiping your tears with a tissue. Providing all my love and care is never an issue. I vow with my life to forever protect you. Growing so fast, your personality can be seen. Showing you the ropes so you can use as a team. Sparkles in your eyes so bright as they gleam. You're my motivation to provide. You give me that steam. Learning different traits, you make me so proud. Teaching you to be strong, having the strength to be unbowed. Giving you my all that time will allow. I'm so in love with you, you have me on a cloud. Slowly letting you go, it's time for an education. Now making friends with a growing imagination. Getting so big, you're surpassing my expectation. Giving you all my knowledge, slowly, in moderation. Watching you from a baby to a boy has been a blessing. From a boy to a man, I'll make sure you're out here progressing. Always have your back when you're down and out here stressing. Your protector, count on me with no hesitation or second guessing. Your path to being a man, I'll be there every step of the way. From your first kiss to your first job, I'm here any time of the day. With hopes of watching your family grow, watching your kids play. But you'll always be my baby boy. With my last breath, I'm here to stay. And peace.
Wow, you know, I love it.
Wasn't that beautiful?
That was beautiful. You know, you have all the females. Oh. Yeah, you got all of them. Like, oh, that's so beautiful. I mean, that piece was really good. It, I mean, it, when you said that you're versatile, that really do show that you're versatile because you kind of said show you're vulnerable. You know, I'm a powerful poet and. I could go motivational, and I could, you know, break it down to show my feelings to my, you know, baby boy. That was really, really, really good. I mean, that was awesome. And I know your son will be proud, you know what I mean, talking about how he's growing and you know, baby boy, take it slow, you know, and you, how you can see his personality and how you're motivated and how you wipe his boo-boos and how you give him your knowledge and how you see him. Oh, my God, that was really, it seemed like the poem grew with him, you know, like you said, like we've seen him grow, you know?
Yeah, that was definitely what I was trying to portray right there is, and definitely speaking out for a lot of men that are really into their kids' lives but don't get the credit for it, you know? And that's with any parent, really. Because it's hard. I mean, I got three kids of my own, so and it's just there's nothing in this world worth fighting for than your children.
Mm.
You know, trying to get it out there.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Like Anastasia said, you are an extremely versatile artist, and like I said again, you go in places, young man. Just continue to keep on and. The faith and continue to believe in who you are and what you
Definitely.
Bring to the table in terms of your own gifts because your gifts are plenty. And that's beautiful. I would like to ask you a question, though. Now, what do you think has been the hardest lesson that you've had to learn as an artist? As an artist, what's been the hardest lesson?
The hardest lesson is staying motivated. I guess you could say as an artist, because sometimes you just don't feel like dealing with things, you know. And one thing that I learned, especially in life, is the only way you're gonna get stuff done is if you jump out there and do it.
Wow, you're right.
So,
the interesting thing though is your pieces are very motivating.
Thank you.
And so, I mean, it's difficult for you to get motivated, but the thing that once you put it out there, you tend to motivate people, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. And like, you know, every artist goes through it as far as you have the passion and to actually apply it to what you love to do. You know, it definitely gives you a step up with anything, with anything that anybody does, you know. But like I said, I mean, once I get into zone and I start it starts flowing like water, like all these different emotions come out, and I want to, and every time I try to hit it on point with making a story out of it.
Okay.
You know, so.
Well, do you have another piece for us? I mean, we're on a roll, so we got a few more
minutes. I have one more for you. This one is called Sad Clown Feelings. This is a little bit, you know, but this one's called Sad Clown Feelings. Contemplating, pacing back and forth in my 6x9. My heart is feeling helpless and insanity is hitting my mind. All the lonely faces I see, from murderers to rapists or just out on the grind. All that you see are nothing but sad clowns. Enjoyed all their ups but seldom ready for them downs. Trying to cover the sadness with smiles, but the dark you can see the tears and the frowns. What can you do or what can you say to put my mind at ease? The COs is talking trying to interrupt my peace. Hold your tongue and your actions, begging the Lord, help me please. But the frustrations and anger is real overwhelming, to the point where you don't care if they spray or the taser is aiming, or five officers in your face, because to you they're just entertaining. For those who never walk that path, it's just a setup that's in place caused by the devil's wrath, carried out by greedy men that never went without a hot meal or a bath, caged up and feeling like less of an animal with rabid impressions. The humanity that you had leaves your body, leaves you with no recollection of compassion or love, just evil and hurtful intentions. Finding an outlet is harder and harder with no support. When you're stuck in a time machine locked down harder than a military fort. When you're just a number and you realize life goes on while yours is just cut short. But who can you blame, the police or society or the world in chaos? The hunger pains, the drama, or dreaming of that big payoff? Blame it on no jobs, the homeless, or those corporate layoffs. Hardly that you see dudes taking responsibility for their actions. I know I messed up time to pay for these infractions. Saddens my heart to see these tears and hurt of my mother's reactions. Kids growing up without a father isn't fair. Wondering why daddy isn't home to protect them and to show that he cares. Trying to hold it together behind those gates for a sane man is harder to bear. When all you can do is try better yourself and dream. When you're running on no gas, you're just running on steam. Doing time hurting inside in the broken down time machine. I'm just a sad clown. And peace.
Wow.
Sanctuary, you are an incredible artist, and I want to thank you for sharing from your heart and being open and letting it out there, pouring it out there so that we can hear it, that we can understand it through the power of poetry.
Thank you.
You all the thanks for being a guest on our show tonight. We are on the verge of running out of time. But I want to say thank you to Sanctuary the Poet, to our listeners from around the world. We've got a lot of good things in store. The Power of Poetics will continue our journey in terms of reaching minds and hearts through the words that we share. As I said earlier, long live words. And I want to thank everybody for being here, and we'll see you back next week on The Power of Poetics. Good night, and let poetry ring. Thank you.
Thank you, and good night.
Thank you.
Good night,
everybody. Thank you, Sanctuary.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you.